Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
As we launch in hour number two of the program, you can bring up anything, as always, Gardner, with the latest on the airport tyranny situation here in a few moments. But first, your phone calls are the priority, so we go to them and talk to Special Agent Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, Chris.
Hi, I'm the guy that called in the other day about kidnapping judges.
Oh, it's you. Okay. You were the advocation of violence on this show, and of course, we are absolutely against that particular idea and any initiation of force on our part, but what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm not advocating violence at all. I'd just like to speak about it. Friday's show, Ian advocated kidnapping kids from abusive parents.
Yeah, I was talking about what could happen in the absence of a Department of Children and Families, for instance, which, of course, is a government bureaucracy that essentially kidnaps kids from alleged abusive parents and then demands that the parents that they prove their innocence in order to get their kids back at a tremendous cost. And I was just suggesting that if people care that much about kids that they believe are being abused, then they should do the kidnapping themselves instead of having the government do it for them.
Well, that's similar. That's very similar to kidnapping judges, it seems to me.
No, but it's not, because you can't make a case that the judge is at home being abused by his parents. And in this case, the idea would be to take the kids out of an undesirable place that they're being forced to stay in and place them in a more desirable location, which, of course, the child would be able to consent to or refuse should he decide that he agrees or disagrees with an action like that. So, no, it's not the same thing at all.
Okay. Well, the last thing about that is just that the shootings in Missouri, if the bureaucrats had been arrested, they would still be alive right now.
If the what do you mean? Who?
The shootings in Missouri?
You mean the guy that shot up the city council?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. If they were arrested, then that would not have happened.
If who was arrested?
If they had done some kind of citizens arrest, some
right.
militia had done a posse arrest
right.
on these bureaucrats, then they would be alive right
oh,
now.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't think that it's you know the guy in Missouri he died and
yeah.
you know
just as you will die if you arrest someone like
yeah,
that.
You know, as far as the bureaucrats are concerned, it wouldn't make a difference. You know the cops that would be on the case, you'll probably die in a hail of bullets if you do something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you'll never have a chance to defend yourself.
And if you look, there's case after case, you know, situation after situation like this out there on the Internet. You can look at Carl Draga, look him up on Google, and there's all kinds of situations where people just go berserk. And, you know, it doesn't tell the general audience of America that there is what the problem is. You're not able to articulate through action what your complaint is. Arresting judges they're just going to assume, oh, that's some Michigan militia guys. They're out of their minds.
Yeah.
NBC News told me so.
Well, the kidnapping judges thing is just kind of an off idea. I'm not necessarily saying that that's what people should do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that that's
good.
Something, of course, that people can do because they can do whatever they want to because, well, they're supposed to be free. But the point of the call really is to ask Ian, are you a pacifist?
No, absolutely not. I believe in self-defense.
You believe in defense of force?
And yeah, absolutely, of course.
So if someone is stealing from you, well, like the government, and, you know, at the point of gun, you always use that term, shouldn't you take defensive...
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, and you could make the argument that the government has already initiated force, and so
right.
therefore doing something awful to government people is completely justified in that they've already initiated force, and you're just simply defending yourself. You could make that argument, but for the reasons we've pointed out before, it's probably one of the worst paths that you can take because of the way you're going to be viewed by the rest of the public. And in the cases that you're talking about, arresting judges, or in some of our more radical callers have suggested just killing cops. In these cases, you're going to end up dead, and you'll never have the chance to make your case to the public at large. You'll never have a chance to talk about your ideas. You'll never have a chance to spread your ideas or your message. You'll just be one dead person.
Yeah, I think,
and
I,
no one will care.
I agree.
Like a crazy.
I agree with Ian 100%. And you know, I think what it comes down to is how are you striking back? Are you striking back with physical force? Are you striking back verbally? Because in the atmosphere in which we live today, we are being preyed upon constantly, and certainly, in a theoretical sense, someone could possibly be justified in defending himself, but to the public eye, that would never wash.
Right, it'll be okay if you got, for instance, Gardner, if on your way home, you were waylaid and assaulted by a gang of obvious thugs, people that are not members of the government. If you were just assaulted by a gang of street kids or street thugs, then it would be understandable if they were using force on you to defend yourself, especially here in New Hampshire with the gun laws being very lax. You could very easily defend yourself and probably have very little trouble moving on with your life at, you know, at that, from that point on. But if you were to do the same thing when it came to a cop pulling you over, people wouldn't see it in the same light, even though it's really essentially the same thing. Because the government has this aura of legitimacy surrounding it, people believe differently about it. And so, therefore, you have to take that into account when you're dealing with it. You just can't go out and start murdering cops and bureaucrats. It's not going to do you any good. And besides, these are people. They've just been misled. Many of them think they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing good in their role in government, and they're just misinformed. So it's possible that many of them could be informed, and they could be converted to a pro-liberty viewpoint. So to throw all that away and just start taking people's lives is really barbaric and kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
I have another idea, though. It's not as bad, but just throw poop at them. Bureaucrats.
That certainly would be nonviolent.
It's violent. Throwing
assault,
anything.
That's the problem.
Absolutely. You're going to get in trouble. And
you wouldn't hurt them, though. You wouldn't.
No. They probably won't throw bullets back. In that particular instance.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I liken it to if you've ever been in a situation, and, you know, I'm not really probably telling you anything new, but if you need to address it to anybody else, if you've ever been in a situation where, hypothetically, let's say somebody misled someone about you. You know, some bad guy on the schoolyard said that you stole somebody's lunch money or something like that, and then that person comes after you. You would perfectly be within your rights to punch back. But if you knew that that person had been misled, you know that if you punch back, it might actually cause longer, long-term resentment with this person who was misled erroneously by the bad guy into thinking that you're the bad guy. When instead, if you can find some other way, almost, you know, yin and yang or jujitsu sort of emotion, where you use that motion and you say, hold it, let me turn it around on itself a little bit without hurting too much this person and show him the error of his ways. That's sort of what we can do verbally. And there will come a point, perhaps, when we can't continue doing it verbally. But until that time, it's not going
to
serve our purposes to fight back with force.
Right. The fact is, we have the most powerful ideas. Those who believe in liberty, we have the ideas that are right. We believe in voluntary associations of individuals. We believe in mankind advancing beyond this totalitarian state where there's always a strong man ruling over them. We believe in getting the government out of our lives so we can make our own decisions. And these are all things that we can communicate to others pretty effectively when given the opportunity. But if all we're doing is enacting violence on the opposition, then we're just going to be, we're lowering ourselves to their level. And I refuse to lower myself to the level of the thugs. And I hope that you'll do the same. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. 800-259-9231. Because we can convert people on an intellectual basis, whether they be the bureaucrats themselves or the people that are close to them or the people that are political in favor of the state. We can bring these people on board without lifting a finger as far as committing violence.
And
that's going to just alienate them.
You do it through creation rather than destruction. You know, the kidnapping and the arrest of judges by citizens, militia, which is essentially amounts to kidnapping in the eyes of the government, mm-hmm. major media, and normal people, that's a destructive sort of thing to do. Whereas if, like creating Free Talk Live, you created something that spreads ideas, the ideas of liberty, it's around the world.
Right.
And it's having a positive effect. Use your energy for creation rather than destruction. You'll get something better at it.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take the moral high ground and don't retaliate against the state with violence. It's free talk.
It's Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful. Because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's SACROWEGY.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so do enjoy those on us. By the way, those features Include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Just a little bit more in regards to our last conversation we had there with Chris and lowering. As I said, you're lowering yourself to the level of the government if you use retaliatory force against them. It just doesn't. It doesn't look good from a PR perspective. It doesn't affect any change in any positive manner because, as we said last week. All it does is it puts them in defensive mode. It makes them hunker down.
It'll affect change, but it'll all be negative.
Yeah. Right.
Now, maybe one can make the argument that after the you know, more and more of these incidents occur, the negative results will get so onerous that the American public will finally see the light. I don't know.
No, what they will want is protection. If the American public finds out that judges are being arrested or killed or bureaucrats are being murdered or having poo thrown in their face, then the American public will want to be protected. They'll be frightened ever more so than they are today. And the government already has them living in a state of fear from, you know, fear of terrorists, fear of drug dealers, fear of Mexicans. And so then now they'll be afraid that there's going to be some sort of violent overthrow of their government, and they'll demand order in the streets. They'll demand that the government crack down on whoever these violent people are. And that's exactly what the government will do. They'll go full bore against you, and you'll end up dead. So, really, it's completely ineffective. It's ineffective in that it doesn't bring anybody on your side except more, you know, gun-polishing madmen. And I have nothing against guns. I have nothing against them. I've got three of them in my house right now. So this isn't an anti-gun or an anti-self-defense rant. This is an anti-initiating violence rant.
It's all right.
It's just not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to win you converts. It's not going to achieve more freedom, because whichever bureaucrat you knock out is just going to get replaced by another bureaucrat, and they're going to crack down the security more. For instance, the story he brought up at the beginning of his call was I believe it was Kentwood, Missouri, last week. The guy went into the city council meeting and shot to death five people, two cops, two city councilors, and one high-level bureaucrat. Shot him in the head. Now, you have to ask yourself, how will the remaining city council, the two or three of them that are still alive, how will they react to this situation? Will they decide, you know what, I've had it with this career in politics, I'm done? Well, there's a chance they might decide that, but that just opens up the seat for some other new power monger to come in. But what's most likely to happen is they'll demand that more police presence be at the city council meetings. They'll demand, some police detail at their house to help keep them safe, to make sure there's no funny business going on. They'll perhaps institute new rules, which might make it so people have to go through a metal detector in order to attend the city council meetings. They may have to be frisked in order to attend the city council meeting. So what may end up happening is the city council meeting may become far more secure than it ever had been in the past. And so what will result is just a bigger security state, more absurd rules, and less freedom.
I got to say, I read a piece about, in fact, I can probably call it up shortly. I email myself links on these things just outside the Super Bowl. They averted a disaster at the Super Bowl because there was a guy who had applied for a liquor license, and he got denied, and it all had to do with the name of his bar.
Really?
Yeah, in Arizona, and he got in all sorts of, he got really angry, and he was going to go shoot a bunch of people outside the Super Bowl. And then he was going to take out the council. Yeah, this is a story, and they found out
about it. Did he turn himself in?
I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think they found a note or something, like he wrote a note, and then they arrested him before it happened. Maybe he did. I'll find it. But and that, you know, the guy was justified in being angry at the city council because they denied him a license, and he expressed it very well. You've denied my kids a better life. You denied me my livelihood just because you don't like a name. But, of course, you know, this guy made a decision that he was going to take out not only the people who did this to him, but other innocent people. And even if he had only taken out the people who did it to him, I mean, would he have been a hero in the eyes of most people? No way.
Absolutely not.
Not a chance.
And he would have been far better off had he, for instance, gone through and engaged in civil disobedience.
Yeah, just open up without it.
Right. Open up your bar and start serving liquor. I mean, if you've been pushed to the point where Chris allegedly, you know, would have us believe he is, to where he's ready to use violence on the state. If you've been pushed to that point, and it's just your life has been turned upside down by arbitrary enforcement on the part of the state, or worse yet, targeted. Maybe they're targeting you for whatever reason. They don't like you or your political views. They want to fine you to death, whatever it is they're doing. In the case of the guy in Kentwood, he had gotten like 150 tickets from the city, and they were trying to collect all kinds of money from him. And so I could totally understand where he was coming from. But if you've been pushed to the brink of getting ready to kill some bureaucrats, then why wouldn't you engage in civil disobedience? I mean, you've already gotten to the point when to where you believe that it's over with. They fine you so much, you can't make a living anymore. Their rules are so arbitrary and so capricious that you just can't stand doing business underneath these rules anymore. And you're willing to go and kill someone? Well, why not then just say, you know what, it would make more sense. I could stay alive and make a point by going and just opening my bar in violation of these rules. Yes, they're going to come probably within a few days and hand me a fine, and I'm going to write a letter to the editor of the newspaper and send out a press release to the local radio and TV stations and let them know so-and-so isn't going to be paying his fine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue operating my establishment without begging these bureaucrats for permission, because I should be a free person and free to run my business how I want to. That gives you the opportunity. Right.
Yeah.
It gives you the opportunity to discuss the issues. It gives you an opportunity to show the state for what it really is.
They're the ones who are the bad guys. They're the ones who are mean.
They're the ones that are going to initiate the force on you.
I got a guy, it's from out of Tempe. His name was Havelock. Kurt William Havelock, 35, turned himself in, just like you said, Sunday to the Tempe police and the FBI at the urging of family, and confessed his plan, which he hatched in retaliation for the Tempe City Council rejecting a liquor license application for a restaurant and bar that he owns. According to court records, Havelock is charged with mailing threatening communications in the mailing of 8 copies of a manifesto explaining the planned massacre.
Oh,
quote, "I will test the theory that bullets speak louder than words. I will slay your children. I will shed the blood of the innocent," Havelock wrote. "No one destroys my dream. No one. I haven't." And then someone said, "I haven't read more chilling words. I've been doing this for a long time."
Signed Lex Luthor?
Yeah,
talk
really.
About misplaced anger going to kill innocent people over what the bureaucrats did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's he could have made such a great point if he had just done what you said, you know?
Exactly. 800-259-9231. Civil disobedience is powerful. It makes a point. It brings people on your side. If you're initiating force, you're just going to alienate your friends, and you're going to end up dead at the hands of the government. So, you choose. 800-259-9231. If you're going to choose force, as I said before, I don't want you anywhere near New Hampshire. Please don't join the Free State Project. We don't want anything to do with a bunch of violence initiators. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited
funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, all the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you're enjoying the show, there are a variety of ways you can help us out. One of those is to shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. We've got Free Talk Live hats, T-shirts, we've got hoodies. Also, our special Free Marketeer logo appears on a T-shirt as well as a flag. Other items all there at the store at store.freetalklive.com. So place your order today. That's store.freetalklive.com. We go here to the phone calls in a moment with Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. I want to talk about something which Guy actually mentioned on his show last week. Basically, the Archbishop of Canterbury suggested introducing Sharia law to run alongside English common law.
Classy, huh?
Wait, what is Sharia law?
Sharia law is the Muslim law code.
Okay. Yeah, it's the hardcore Muslim law code where women have to keep all parts of their faces covered except for their eyes. They can't sit in public places with men unless they're their husband during the daytime.
Come on, that's not going to happen in Great
Stoning
Britain.
Of rape victims, that sort of stuff. Well, yeah, he's selective, isn't he, Ziggy? Isn't he selective about things like pick and choose or something?
No. Basically, Archbishop Canterbury's now backtracking as if that he wasn't suggesting that. Well, it sounded like it when I heard the interview.
Yeah, good.
But basically, you already have this in some ways in communities. Muslims kind of do keep themselves to themselves, especially after 9/11. And basically, you know, there's reports saying that gay Asians now marry, even if they're gay, to cover up the fact they're gay, that women are forced into arranged marriages, etc., etc. I understand that there is an anarchist point of view that communities should be allowed to have the law they want, regardless. However, I have to admit, I am very uneasy about encouraging very illiberal laws.
Well, you know, it's an excellent... Oh, sorry, Mark.
I would have to agree, because suddenly, once I commit adultery and, you know, I'm up for stoning, I'm not really going to want to be part of your little group that wants to stone me anymore. But that group is going to stone me anyway. So the fact that I participated in the group up to that point, you know, doesn't really obligate me to be stoned. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think that there's many anarchists, anarcho-capitalists out there that would go for that.
Also, I've got a question for Mark.
Mm.
I had an idea last week. Actually, I've been it's been turning over in my head for a long time about getting companies. The lefties complain about there being slave labor in Nike factories
right.
in China.
Right.
And also, I have to admit, I am a little uneasy because I know that China does jail political prisoners.
Right.
So if that is happening, but I thought, well, why don't we get Nike or Gap to run our prisons?
To run our prisons?
Yeah.
Well, essentially, things like this are being done. You know, there'll be state prisons that have private companies that give jobs to convicts. It's great for the private companies because, well, their workforce, they have a low-wage workforce that comes to work every day, which is a difficult thing to find. You know, they're relatively sober. Convicts have a difficult, you know, it's more difficult for convicts to get drugs and alcohol than it is for the average individual. So, you know, that's kind of happening. What bothers me about having private companies involved in that way is that, well, the state gets a kickback, too. And now convicts are essentially a money-making venture for the states and the federal government.
But what if it did enable the tax burden to be lowered? Would you be in favor?
I wouldn't. The thing that I think that we should do is that convicts, only the people should pay back what it is that the damages they've done. You know, in the case where we wish to punish them by putting them in prison, and I think that there's some room for that, then I think that they should pay, you know, they should pay a certain amount towards that. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't come up with a surefire system on that. I haven't spent a lot of time on it. I probably should, considering my relationship to the criminal justice system.
Maybe you should spend some time reading The Market for Liberty. They do a fine job talking about how the marketplace can completely replace the government justice system, the courts, as well as the jails. And it just does a brilliant job of explaining how it's exactly what you said, Mark. The government system is set up with a perverse incentive to bring people into the system,
right.
Whereas the marketplace would be, if it was in a restitution setup, where if you're just trying to make your victims whole, if you aren't a violent madman, you won't have to be imprisoned. You can just keep, you know, stay in society, keep working, and cut your victims a check every week. That would be enough. If you're dangerous and possibly going to run away, well, then, yeah, they'd have to put you into a prison. But they would try to do everything they could to keep you out of the prison if necessary, because that would just increase overhead, increase costs, and since the prison would be bearing 100% of that, they would have incentives to cut those costs instead of continue to increase them, because government will keep cutting them a check for every single person.
You know,
they get in there.
And Ziggy, all three of you guys talking about this, it's such a fascinating issue, Ziggy, because as Ian brings up, under the government, the state paradigm, coming up with ways to try to reduce the costs of the prison system, you can be very inventive. Maybe you could bring in some private companies, that sort of thing. Unfortunately, you have these secondary unintended consequences of, for example, giving an advantage to one business over other businesses because they're getting cheap labor, and then perhaps giving the state an incentive to bring in more people to work in this sort of a system.
Like drug users.
Yeah, all sorts of things. And then go ahead.
I have to say, there's this very nutty, stupid thing which happens here, where basically they jail people who don't pay their television license.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Have to pay to have TV?
Yeah, ask Art about this. It's the way the BBC's funded. We all have to pay
Absolutely.
If you have a television.
Yeah, you have to pay. And if you don't pay...
You can do time in prison.
What, yeah. Now, wait a minute. What if you don't want to watch TV? What if you just want to watch a DVD? You still have to pay the TV tax?
Yeah.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous.
How do they find out that you buy a TV? Do they have to have you? Do they fill out papers when
they have detective vans going around? I am not joking. I am serious.
Well, yeah, Ziggy.
Sounds like something out of V for Vendetta.
That's why you mentioned the Sunmakers from Doctor Who, because the names of the hallways in the Sunmakers were the names of the tax forms, and one of them was that TV tax form.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, the BBC being a neutral corporation. I don't have a problem with that. I just think it should be voluntary. You should be able to subscribe.
Absolutely.
You know what? Here in America, they have these public broadcasting stations. Ziggy and Elsie, as always, thank you for the call. But they have these PBS stations here in America that many of them these days get the bulk of their funding from their members, and a very small percentage comes from taxpayers. So it wouldn't be hard for them to just axe the taxpayer money and make up the rest from their voluntary
members.
And
they've had very successful shows like Sesame Street, which has just been greatly successful with merchandise and movies and theme parks and cruise lines.
But they don't want to let that go because it's money, and, you know, it seems like free money
Blues
to them.
Clues.
So.
It's incredible. It's a similar thing. You know, we can't possibly stop this because that means that the country doesn't care.
What?
You know, I just wanted to mention, you know, Ziggy brought up that Sharia law thing over in England, and then you guys got into that fascinating conversation about the prisons and you know, some way to privatize in some fashion to lower costs on the taxpayers. And Mark, I think, just answered it so astutely. What I am fascinated with is the Sharia law thing over in England is a great example where, as Ziggy said, you know, I'm all in favor of the local communities making their own decisions about things. That was one of the things that James Madison, when the Founding Fathers were putting together the Constitution, which I don't subscribe to the Constitution per se. I don't think that what they signed on is necessarily something that forces me to have to abide by. And I wasn't a party to those negotiations, and I wouldn't want to force
rules
anybody
in the
else.
Well, there aren't rules in the Constitution for you to follow anyway.
No, exactly. And so there's a whole another line of reasoning about that regarding Aristotelian negative reciprocity and so on. But the idea of the towns controlling their own legal systems and Sharia law being involved with it, this is the case where, you know, have private institutions do this sort of thing, and whatever those people want to decide, that's fine.
As long as everyone's consenting, sure.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, your call's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long, and give her the gift of relaxation, a pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice, you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls. It is Don on the line, Dan in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Gard. Good to talk to you and
thank
Ian
you.
And Mark.
Yes,
thank you all for your wonderful efforts. Listen, I was just perusing this article about the mayor of Toledo, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Has any of you caught up with this?
I talked about Toledo a little while ago.
We talked about it on Saturday's show, as a matter of fact. The mayor of Toledo, and we've mentioned that it's very rare we'll talk about politicians, and even more rare that we'll praise one. But in this particular case, he did the right thing. The Marines were planning on coming to Toledo to do what they call urban warfare training, where they get all dressed up in their fatigues, and they tote around machine guns, and they shout orders, and they bark things, and they drive around their little vehicles, and they shoot their guns. They shoot blanks, and they usually do this in residential areas. They do this in business districts. They do this in full view of the population, and he rightly pointed out that this scares people, and he didn't want that kind of behavior going on in his city. So, yes, we are very aware of the situation.
Well, I was just, I mean, there the comments on this article, NBC24.com
mm-hmm.
website, you know, I found it on whatreallyhappened.com and you know, went over to it. I almost didn't go over. I thought maybe it was something about Marines busted up at bar or something like that, and they kicked them out or whatever. But I looked a little closer, and I saw, oh, well, this is more interesting. And so then I started reading, and there's, there, I don't know, there must be hundreds of comments. I've gotten through about a third of them, maybe, and I think they're growing. I think my thing's moving up the sidebar.
I had heard that the comments were 3-1 against the mayor. That
It's like it's disgusting, and I'm reading them, and I'm trying to find dialogue going on between the two groups. I mean, the people who are for the mayor are all, you know, on target, Constitution, you know, the military.
Posse Comitatus.
Industrial complex and, you know, fascism that's taken over the land.
Right.
And these, this other group, they're just, I'm sorry, I don't like to, sorry, I got a nasty cough. I don't like to call people, you know, ignorant or stupid or whatever, but these people, that they don't address any of the, you know, the comments that are backing the mayor. They just, you know, you just can't believe what they're writing about.
They just
guys.
Shoot off about how great the military is, and this guy is rude and outrageous for rejecting the military, and we should all worship the military. That those are the sorts of the mentality you're talking about, right?
Whatever
the military
does
is correct. The military is right. Everything they do, that sort of thing.
I mean, and these are people on the web, you know what I mean? These are supposed to be some more techie people or something.
I don't think you could make any generalizations about anyone on the Internet.
Well, I guess not anymore.
Pretty much everybody's on there at this point.
It's a great subject to bring up, and you guys, I haven't spoken about it on my program, and I think, you know, Dan calls in my show sometimes, and thank you, Dan, for being a good guy like that. I really appreciate it. And, Dan, imagine the response that I might get from our audience, which is quite different, I think, from the audience that you guys have here. You're so much freer to be able to talk about these things more directly without getting people flipped off at you. You know, it's sometimes...
Well, people would be flipped off more if we talked about it Saturday night, which is one of the reasons I brought it up Saturday night, because we have more average Americans listening. Mm. And it's okay to call people ignorant. It's when you call them stupid that it's insulting.
Unfortunately, because people don't know the difference nowadays.
Well, you're probably right about that. And, Dan, thank you for the call tonight. I hope you feel better, sir. 800-259-9231. Because I'll admit to being ignorant about a variety of things. I mean, I can't even change the oil in my car. I'm so ignorant when it comes to automotive repair. I'm very ignorant when it comes to a variety of different things in life. But, you know, when it comes to liberty, I'm relatively well-informed.
Yeah, I think so.
So many of these people they're going on this nationalistic mentality that has been inculcated in them from day one. When you go to government school, you're taught to worship government. You're told that the military's there to help keep us safe, when in fact the military's really only there to protect the government. They're not there to keep you safe. That's just a PR. And so they've been lied to, and you know, they've been told that America's all about apple pie, mom and dad, and the military. You know, is the message that so many people get. Of course, a lot of them are raised in military families, which certainly doesn't help the situation either. But it's really just mass ignorance when it comes to the military in this country. I mean, most Americans would be shocked if they found out that in the Constitution it says that the Army is not even supposed to be around except when it's called, and even then only for 2 years at the most.
Yeah.
That would shock them.
You know, the people that it's when you talk about military families, it would be the people that are yay pro-military that would stay in the military, and the people that say, you know, I'm sick of this, and to get out.
Right.
They don't talk to their kids nearly as much about their experiences as the people that are in. In the military, the people in the military, they live it and breathe it every single day. My uncle, who was in the Air Force, said, I think it was 4 years. He was just in for 4 years. He said that it almost ruined him for the free market. And, you know, essentially in the marketplace, it made him lazy and incentivized not working and all kinds of things like that. And he has some bad things to say about the military, but I'm sure he hasn't talked to his kids about that nearly as much as somebody who is in the military and experiencing it every day. You know, comparatively. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the person who's in the military has the reason to talk about, or the person that loves the military has all the reasons in the world to talk it up and talk about how great it was for his life.
And isn't it difficult? It's so frustrating when if you're in a public arena or you're talking to people who don't understand, maybe they're ignorant about things. If you do talk about Posse Comitatus or what the Founding Fathers said about standing armies or the fact that the War Powers Act is utterly patently unconstitutional. They sit there and say, well, what are you, not patriotic? said, no, actually, I'm more patriotic than you are because I actually understand what this nation is about. And I'm not trying to say it because I'm, you know, trying to bolster myself or pat myself on the back. But patriotism, to me, connotes an understanding of what the people who created the country meant when
right,
they created
right.
it.
The founding
and concepts.
These people claim
exactly.
to be patriotic while they haven't read the Constitution.
They're not. They're nationalists. They're not patriots.
There's a huge difference.
Exactly.
There.
And I would say that in most cases, philosophically, I would go further than what the founding fathers wanted because I don't think they went in line with free markets enough. I think the Articles of Confederation were a better set of documents than that was. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before about the founding fathers and local areas of control. One of the things that I think James Madison realized he made a mistake on later was he was worried that the local communities would be stepping on people's individual liberties. So he wanted a stronger central government and he wanted protection against local tyranny, which is one of the reasons he pushed for the Constitution. Then once they wrote it, he realized, this central government could be pretty bad news, so we better have a Bill of Rights. Well, you know, look where it got them. Unfortunately, you get those mechanisms in place, even the U.S. Constitution, you give the power to somebody to be able to hit somebody through government, and it's just going to grow and grow.
You know, so far, we talked recently quite a bit on the show about secession a few weeks ago, and I'm thinking that as we continue the discussion about secession on the air and both off the air, and as you, listeners, continue talking about secession with your friends or family members, that the more conservative law and order types, the nationalistic individuals, the people that we're talking about here, this pro-military, military is all mentality, I'm betting you that's going to be their number one objection to secession, the idea that, oh, we will no longer be protected by the magnanimous United States military anymore, and then we'll be open to invasion, and what will happen then? They'll be frightened of secession because they won't have the military around, this security blanket, essentially, that helps them feel warm and cozy at night.
It's amazing. It's amazing how people can be misled into thinking that by giving up their freedom, they're getting some sort of protection. You know, it's and you know, we were looking at it here just a little while ago, talking about how in the United States we're getting closer and closer to that totalitarian state, and I don't even think we see it. You know, I mentioned to you guys when Nadia from Siberia was here, she noticed all these things that we have laid on us, like layers of tarnish on silver, that we can't do, and we think we're in a free country.
Well, she was saying that she could do many of the things in Siberia that we can't do here.
Because they're unorganized, and they haven't accrued all these goofy laws that we have for politically correct reasons.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Hour 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.